seated. When you come to church on the last Sunday of every month, I want you to come. May the Lord bless you, choir, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to come with the expectation of being energized. I pray that you will not live the same way you came this morning. May your spirit man be energized. May you be refreshed this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't have much time. Quickly, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Deuteronomy chapter 1, I will read from verse 6. The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, "You have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowlands, in the south and on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you." God has set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. God is saying, you have dwelt long enough. The spot you are, place where you are, thank God for where you are. But God is saying, that's not your destination. Journey of life is in phases and seasons. And it's like somebody that entered a train or a bus, and the train continues to stop at various bus or train stops. So where you are today is just a bus stop, and it's not your destination. So why are you now resting and become complacent, and you are not shooting to move forward again, thinking that you are at your best? The best is yet to come. Amen. And God is speaking to you this morning, like he spoke to the people of Israel, that you have dwelt too long. There is a time permitted for you to stay at a bus stop. You've got to continue on the journey because you have not yet reached your destination. May you not build houses where you're supposed to be building tents. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When a life is not progressing, it becomes like a stagnant river. When you're not making appreciable progress in life, stagnancy results. Stagnation results. When a river does not flow and is stagnant, remains at the same spot, it begins to stink. And a life that is stagnant also is not attractive. It's always going to be avoided like a plague. There's some people you don't want to associate with. May you not waste your productive years in the name of the Lord Jesus. God is speaking to you this morning. First, I was just talking to the ministers. The first quarter of the year is gone. And God is speaking to you this morning that you need to take a step of progress. Don't keep delaying. You have been delaying. You are wasting time. You are wasting life. Some lives, they are like a candle lit from both ends. You know a candle? Imagine a candle that now has, that can be lit from both ends. Can you imagine the speed at which it's going to burn out? That is how some people's lives are being wasted because you are delaying. God is saying this is not, he said, look, move forward. You see, there's a possession waiting for you. There's a promised land. He was telling the children of Israel, the land is for you to possess. The Lord has brought you to the land to prosper, to be better, to be more than you are. You can be more than you are. You can be better than what you are today. And that is why your life will move forward this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God does not bless a man when you are in the wrong location. He told them the promised land is there for you. That's the place of your blessing. There's the place of your inheritance. That's the place of your destiny. We know that life is not just a straightforward thing. You get to some bus stops, you pause, you wait there. You reply, you re-strategize, and then you know that the journey is still far and there is need to make progress. But when you stay too long at a particular bus stop, the tendency is to turn that bus stop into your destination. And it's not your final destination. There is still many land to be possessed. The church can be better than what it is today. You can be better than what you are today. Amen. Stop wasting time. I pray that today, as you hear this word, you will take a step of progress. Amen. Progress in your spiritual life. Amen. Progress in your career. Amen. In your ministry. In every area, your marriage, your home, your health, your finances, various areas of your life, you can do better. I pray that any lot that is associated with your life or destiny, God will cause a separation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you are still hanging around lot, your ability to move forward is hindered. Today, God will separate Lord from your destinies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are there foundational issues? Some people are not progressing in life. You've come to America thinking that you're going to do well. Evaluate your life. Evaluate where you are today. Have you made progress? Can't you see people in Africa that are doing better than you? Are you a victim of foundational powers? There are some foundational powers that regulate a man's progress. God will deal with them in the name of the Lord Jesus. We don't have much time. This Friday is our monthly vigil. Some Christians, I don't see them at vigil. And I imagine what kind of Christians are these ones that don't love to pray? You cannot sacrifice sleep so that your life can be better. You think it's about your education? Thank God you've gone to school. There are some people that certificates are redundant because of the powers that are fighting their destinies. Some people, because these are things that don't allow people to progress in life, those things are dealt with in the place of prayer. Many see breakthrough, but they don't achieve it. People have good certificates. They have become victims of certificate redundancy. You just show them, just put it, you put it in the office, but it's not even bringing any money to you. Nothing has changed. Many are held down to where they do not belong. Many labor like elephants. They eat like ants. All of these things are stagnation. Where is the progress? There must be tangible evidences. Tangible evidences of progress in life. People will see it. Are you been taking wrong steps that are compounding your problem? Wrong steps. This morning, God will correct the errors of your lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Haven't you seen people that are talented and gifted in life, and yet they are yoked to poverty? And you'll be wondering, with all these talents, you are living in poverty. I pray for you today. May you possess your possessions in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If any of these things, these scenarios, these pictures, if that's the picture of your life, if you trust the Lord this morning and you can pray, it shall be your day of visitation. Your life will begin to move forward. I don't have much time, 11 more minutes to end this message. We're going to pray. But I invite you on Friday. Is it this Friday that is last Friday of the month, right? Last Friday of the month, we have vigil. Don't trust in your certificates. Don't trust in your connections. Come and pray. I invite you Friday, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., 3 hours. In the place of prayer, spend 3 hours there. What you have not accomplished in 30 years of your life, God can give you breakthrough. You are not a good Christian if all you do is to come to church on Sunday. So where you become a victim, you thank God for credit in America, that everything is, you know how much is in your credit card. I know how much is mine too. I was looking at my credit card and said, oh no. There are investments. I mean, if you borrow money to invest, that's a good thing. By the way, I'm going to be, maybe in the next couple of weeks, there's a provincial program and I'm going to be preaching there too. Wealth creation, how to create wealth. I've done the training here in the church. In fact, they gave me 20 or 40 minutes. This is something that I taught for weeks. We're going to do it in-house and apart from the one for the province, because I don't know what we can do in 20 minutes training. But you can be better than this. Let's rise up to pray. Give God praise this morning. Just forgive God, praise, and then we're going to pray. I pray that God will visit you this morning and your life will move forward. I want you to praise God first before we begin to pray. Praise God. Please, when I ask you to praise God, I want you to praise God. I want you to praise God this morning and magnify the name of Jesus. Father, we exalt your name. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your breath. To you be all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. When God spoke to Israel in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. For every forward movement in life, something has to be pushed out of the way. If you are not ready to push it out of the way, that is hindering. Everyone that enemy has placed an embargo on your destiny, by the unction of God this morning, I command the hand of God to remove every obstacle on your ways. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't push it out of the way, you cannot make progress. You want to lift up your voices and cry out to God this morning. Is there a barrier? Is there an embargo? Is there a stopper? Whatever is on my way of progress, I command it to be removed this morning. You will pray for yourself that God will remove every embargo, every stopper, whatever the enemy has put on your way that has not allowed your life to be better than what it is, that has not allowed you to make progress in the journey of life. I command every embargo to be removed. Embargo on the progress of this church. Every barrier, every hindrance, I command it to be removed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever the enemy has placed upon your progress, upon the way of your progress, by the breath of God, by the power of God, I command it to be removed this morning. In the name of Jesus. Jekata la rabaze. Nele de debe doso kayala. Remove every embargo on my way, O Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I prophesy to the life of someone this morning. Every embarrassing delay, every delay that has brought embarrassment, I command it to be terminated this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, enemy has delayed you. You are supposed to be far, far better than you are. I pray for you this morning. Today, God will settle your case. May God show up for you this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voices and pray for yourself also. Lord, terminate every delay. There are some delays that bring embarrassment. People that you are better than, people that you can even give back to, they are dictating to you. Because you have not been promoted, you are on the same spot. Your life is being wasted. You are in America, yet you are not at your best. People in Africa are doing better. You want to challenge those things this morning. You want to pray for your children this morning. Kelebo Shatayaga. Every delay must be terminated. That has delayed me, that didn't allow me to progress, let every delay be terminated this morning. Arise for me, O Lord. Show up for me this morning. Settle my case. It's time for me to move forward. My life must progress. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Everyone that's been moving from one trouble to another, today is your day of deliverance. May God deliver you from trouble. In the name of the Lord Jesus, everyone that is jobless in this church, I pray joblessness is over in your life. May the favor of God rest upon you this morning. As the month of March is ending, joblessness is ending in your life. As you prepare to enter the second quarter of the year, doors will begin to open for you. Your life will move forward. You will progress in life. Open doors for you. Every door of advancement, every door of progress, you have been knocking by the unction of God. Let those doors open unto you. May they open unto your children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are going to pray for you to break through in life. Something must be broken down. You didn't get it. When they say breakthrough, let's just use this thing. This thing is, it say, I want to go to that side, but there is this thing here. My ability to break through, if I want to break this thing down so that I can, it can get out of my way, so that I can go to the upside or the other side, this thing must be broken down. That's what I'm talking about. If there's no breakdown, there's no breakthrough. You've got to break something down for you to break through. The word breakthrough presupposes there is a resistance that has got to be broken out of the way for you to penetrate and move forward. Every obstruction, every barrier, whatever walls, whatever fences that enemies have made hindering your progress, I command them to break down in the name of the Lord Jesus. Barriers will break down today in the name of Jesus. Obstacles will break down today in the name of Jesus. Hindrances shall break down in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will experience your breakthrough. Lift up your voices and pray for yourself. Anything that needs to be broken down, I command them to break down. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Command those fences. Your walls of Jericho must break down for you to break through in the name of the Lord Jesus. Command the walls of Jericho, hindrances, obstacles, barriers, they must break down for you to break through in life and progress in the name of Jesus. Pray for your children. Whatever resists me, every resistance to my progress, every resistance to my advancement in life, I command them to break down in the name of Jesus, that I may achieve my breakthrough in life. Every hindrance, every obstacle, whatever is hindering the advancement of this ministry, in the name that is above every other names, the name of the Lord Jesus, I command them to break down so that we may break through. In the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I pray for you this morning. Every problem in your life, every problem that is growing as you advance in age, I command those problems to come to an end today in the name of Jesus Christ. There are some problems in life. As a man ages, so is the problem growing. Every such problem in the life of anyone under the sound of my voice this morning, those problems shall expire in the name of the Lord Jesus. As the month of March is expiring and coming to an end, your age-long problems will come to an end. Every problem that has defied your prayers, every embargo that has lost any power that said your life will not move forward, every Pharaoh that is not allowing your life to progress, that Pharaoh will die in the name of the Lord Jesus. The powers will die in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's as the month of March is ending, I pray that your problems will end in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will march forward. You will move forward. You will progress in life. You will not dance around the mountains again. God will cause you to fly over the mountains in the name of the Lord Jesus. May the mercy of God locate you this month, for it is time for you to move forward. March, you are marching forward. I pray that the season of rising will not become a season of downfall for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we give you praise. Lift up your voices and exalt the name of the Lord Jesus.